Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Happy Monday.
Hey, is it going to be sunny, dude? Because I kind of want to just, I don't know.
Anyway.
It's Monday. I don't feel like doing much. I don't
take a nap outside. Yeah.
You know. Dude, we were talking about it the other day. If you really look back, I mean, dude, it's August 3rd, for the love of God. What's going on? Why does summer go by so fast? But if you look back, dude, it's been like Aruba here. I'm telling you, it's been nice the whole summer. I mean, we've had rain here and there, but all in all, man, I'm saying 90% perfect. It has been nice out.
I have enjoyed the summer. It has been minus all the other crazy stuff that's been going on. At least the sun has been out quite a bit, so we could look at that. Uh-huh. Like, oh, thank God.
I was just going to say that. Maybe God was up there and like, all right, we'll give him some good weather for a little bit.
We went a little too far with the culling of the group. So here's some sunshine. Here's just a little
there
bit of sunshine.
There you go.
Thanks, God. No, it has been nice, and at least we got that. So hopefully we have a nice fall, and then we're just going to get reamed this winter. That's probably what's going to happen. So,
Have you been to the beach? How are you feeling about the beach? There's a lot of people going.
Yeah, I mean, I can social distance at the beach, you know?
It's easy because it's so big, but, man, there's a lot of people going.
Yeah, you got to keep your distance from everyone. I think you can do it. It's outside,
mm-hmm.
You know? Got weird mask tan lines, but it's all right. We're making it work.
Can coronavirus travel through water?
I have no idea.
Is it just the air?
I feel like it's just the air.
Is that even what it is? Is that what it is? Or is it like what?
It's actually
droplets.
Open mouth kissing with tongue.
Me and your mom have it then.
You bastard!
Sure.
You son of a bitch! You. Oh.
Licked it out of her mouth.
You.
That's terrible.
You mother.
Sorry, it's Monday.
On a Monday.
That's my mom joke for the day.
It's on a Monday. Oh.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I swear to God.
You know what's terrible? Both our moms listen to. What do they think?
Well, they hate us.
I know they know it's a joke, but after a while, you think your mom's got to just be like, all right.
Our moms are going to get together like, all right, we're going to whoop these guys' asses because if they don't shape up, buddy boys.
Yeah. And like as soon as a female has a child, like do they know? They're like, oh, yeah, here come the mom jokes.
Yeah.
I'm part of the mom joke. Dang, no.
Yeah. I think so. Well, you started it.
You always had that buddy, like, legitimately got pissed. Pissed. And it's like, hey, you young guys out there, don't ever show any. You got to lean into it.
Yeah.
If somebody says something about your mom, be like, oh, yeah, she is hot.
Yeah, our buddy Willie.
It's like, you ruined it.
Our buddy Willie and our buddy Burbank both had good-looking moms, and they knew about it. Shut up, guys. Shut up.
They get pissed.
Yeah.
But if you show that you're pissed, then people are going to pile on then. He gets pissed.
We did say some terrible things, like just some like very grotesque things.
It's true.
You know, it was worse back then, so.
We used to play Would You Rather with other people's moms. Would you rather Stacy or
Bang, marry, kill with all of your buddies' moms? It's just awful. It's terrible. All right, anyway, we got to get to it. Your dumb vocabulary. After that, you bastard.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, I got one. Man clam.
Man clam, huh?
Man clam.
Well, a woman clam is a vagina. So a man clam. Oh, no. No, is it like a camel toe? But it's for the guy. He's got some tight jeans on because those are a thing for some reason. And he's got a little man clam showing. That's it. That little fold.
You got it. It's when men wear tight jeans and it splits the sack. It's the male camel toe. Not to be confused with the moose knuckle. Okay, totally different.
I get it. Some of you guys out there love the skinny jeans. Some of you look better in the skinny jeans. I get it. But, dude, is it really worth the man clam? I don't think I could walk around all day with that.
Well, see, the problem is, like, it's fine if you can get, you know, if you get the beans on one side and the frank on the other, all right? So you kind of have like that. All right. But if you ever get to that point, maybe you're doing like a roundhouse kick in an action fight, and then they settle separately. That's where injuries happen.
Yeah, how did Chuck Norris do it all those years? Because he had tight jeans, too. Those are the light-colored tight jeans.
Again,
Texas jeans.
You got to have the beans on one side and the Frank on the other. It makes...
I don't know. I think I go all one side.
I mean,
I think it's all on one side.
You can do that, but then it throws your balance off.
Yeah.
You got to have equal weight distribution, you know?
I usually put it on my... I put them towards my kicking leg, so I get a little bit more weight.
You get a little more
oomph
right there. That's smart. That's smart. That's good.
It's kicking field goals all day, bro. That's the place kicker secret.
You just put your junk on one side of the body, and it adds extra centrifugal force when you kick the ball.
It's 15 yards right there, bro.
Right there. That's 15 horsepower, baby. There you go. That's your dumb vocabulary.